You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Best way to reach out to us is to go on to Facebook and search Dom and Jeremy. Become friends of ours because we post all sorts of fun stuff on there. And then you can write to us and we get all sorts of cool letters.
Yep.
This one's from Kendall. She says, Dom and Jeremy, my fiance is bothered that I've become friends with his ex-wife.
Oh.
She and I even went out for happy hour last Friday, and he was a little angry about it. I asked him if there was something he thought she might tell me that he wouldn't like, but he said no, he just thinks it's worlds colliding. Since I listen to your show every day, I had to know what you think of this and if you'd have a problem with it.
Hmm.
Kendall.
My goodness. I kind of feel like I would. Now, I mean, they're not probably just going to sit there and just gossip about this guy the whole time. They're going to have, you know, laughs and talk about other things.
Yeah, because I know one of the calls we'll get will be, you got a big head. You think they're talking about you all
right.
the time? Well,
but his ex-wife, I mean, things could be brought up about, you know, why didn't it work? You know, I don't know.
Imagine for a moment, God forbid, that you and Nicole go your separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you start seeing that TV chick from Channel 9.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Nice choice, Jer.
And then she says, hey, you know what? Your ex-wife, Nicole, we were talking, and we're going to get together for happy hour tomorrow. Mm-hmm. How you feel about that?
I want to say it would be fine. I don't know. This is so hypothetical.
This is a five call says
it totally is. I would feel uncomfortable because she doesn't need to know about my entire past and what our relationship was like. You know, she wouldn't need to know any of that. It's not necessary. Make your own friends.
You want to talk about worlds colliding? A few years ago, in fact, several years ago, almost 10 years ago, I went to an event somewhere and took a date, and there were not one, but two of my ex-relationships at the table.
Really?
So out of 12 people at the table,
mm-hmm.
I had slept with three of them.
Oh, my goodness. Is there anyone else here that Dom has slept with?
No.
Anyone? Raise your hand.
It's because I'm still friends with all of these ladies.
I know, but three at the table.
I know. Well, one was my ex-wife, and I mean, with the person I was dating.
Right.
And so it's like, yeah, that was the weirdest.
That makes me uncomfortable right now. Thinking about that.
I'm telling you.
Was your head on a swivel like the entire time? Like, who's going to say what? Who's going to do what?
Well, I figured if I'm thinking that, like, oh my God, I have been intimate with three people at this table.
Is there anyone at this table Dom has not seen naked?
No, but I figured that everyone at the table knew the situation. They all knew that I was dating this person. I used to be married to this person.
Yeah.
I was with
three, man. That's
and
intense.
I figured everyone was thinking, I was like, this is the most awkward time of my life.
I would probably just get up and leave if I were there. I can't take it.
I can't remember one thing that was said at that lunch. Not one.
Probably.
People might have asked me questions, and it could have been like, who are you voting for in the election? And I would have said, oh, yeah, I like Portugal and Spain. It's a beautiful place.
No idea. That's intense, man.
Yeah.
It's too much.
So if we asked our listeners, how would you feel if you got to make it hypothetical because maybe you're happily married, but how would you imagine you got divorced, you immediately start dating someone else, and then they become best friends with your ex? And they want to go out all the time with them
hang out. Be over at your house.
We all recognize that the noble thing to say is, I would have no problem with that.
Right.
I'm a bigger person and I don't. But how do you really feel?
Right. We need a few hell no's on the phone.
Before I went to that lunch that I mentioned, mm-hmm. I would have said, no problem. And then I sat there.
Yeah. Awkward.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hi, Diana. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that I am going to have to side with her husband if that's the side he's choosing, but I don't think I would like it. I don't know if it's even the noble thing to do, but I would feel so uncomfortable and it would be super awkward. And if my husband and I are supposed to be a team, I would think that that's who I was cheating, or her boyfriend or whoever.
Fiance, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's super awkward, I think. It's just like, what do you, then when she'd come home, you'd be like, what'd you guys talk about? Why'd you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, we talked about you.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about all the past stuff. This is a new relationship. Don't, that was our relationship. You know, it's like you got to like constantly defend yourself then. I don't like it.
I'm a different person today.
I'm a different person.
I'm a different person.
It was a different time.
All those things they said about me, I was out of my mind.
Yeah. And there are two sides to every story, and I don't want to defend my side to somebody who's supposed to always be on my side.
Yeah, right. You know, that's a really good point.
That's a great point.
I'm glad you called us. Diana, have a fun day, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Thanks for being on the show. Next up is Holly. Good morning, Holly. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
What's on your mind?
So I'm going to say no, and you can put me down as a no, but there's a caveat. So most people are not friends with their ex for a reason. And so I don't know why you would want to be friends with your significant other's ex. However, every once in a while, you'll come across a story where somebody had an amicable breakup. Maybe they just realized they're just friends and not in love, and so they stayed friends. So I'm going to say you can be friends with their ex if they are still friends with their ex. But in general, that's not the case, so you can put me down as a no.
That's a big old no for you. That is pretty true. Like, if it was an ugly divorce or breakup, it's like, do you really want to be hanging out with that?
Well, in a way, and Holly, thank you for your call. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
I think, you know, and what Holly's saying makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you're in a relationship with someone and they butt heads with an ex, then if you rush out and become friends with that person, you're kind of giving the finger to your significant other,
you're taking
right?
the ex's side.
Yeah. But what about the case like with me? Like, you know, I get along.
But you're friends with everybody, yeah.
I get along with all of my exes,
all of them, yeah.
So it's... What?
I don't know what your situation when you have 9 and 10 of them together at once.
Shut up.
It's not you're a whole different animal.
Here's Angie. Good morning, Angie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
What do you say about this?
Well, so it's funny that Holly had her comments because my parents divorced when I was really young, and my mom and my stepmom are best friends. They have lunch every week, and it was because my parents were focused. So I don't know if there's kids involved in this situation, but I would say if you're a parent, having those relationships are good.
I totally agree with you on that. There are no kids in this relationship. This is just the three of them.
Just a straight up old ex.
Yeah, Kendall, fiance's ex-wife.
I might have a different opinion then, but overall, I would say I think it's healthy if folks can get along.
Well, I agree with that, Angie. Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. But the ex
doesn't really need to be around for any reason, and this is just going to totally suck the ex back into his life.
Right, when there are no kids.
There's no kids. They can both go on their way. They can take that wire in the road, you know, but now she's getting pulled back in. I don't like it.
Here's Marcy. Good morning, Marcy. Welcome.
My boyfriend's ex-wife, we're the best of friends. We go out together for dinner. We text back and forth with each other.
How does he feel about it?
He's perfectly fine with it because they did leave their divorce, you know, on good terms.
Right. But see, now there's the difference. And your phone's getting bad. A little screwy with us. We're losing a signal with you. That's a big difference because if he doesn't care, then nobody...
Then he's like, whatever.
Then there's no issue.
Right.
But it's when the other person says, I don't want you to be friends with them.
You have to kind of take his side, I think.
That's when it gets...
You're just going to cause arguments.
You know what? Nobody has brought up yet, unless, how do I pronounce line six? Irina. Before we get to Irina's call, though, and nobody has brought this up. You know, a lot of times people throw out the control word. Well, he's so controlling. You can't tell me who I can be friends with. And nobody has thrown that out here.
Yeah.
Is that there is a little bit of an element of if Kendall and his ex-wife naturally could be really good friends.
But you can go find friends anywhere. Go find a different friend. Go make a friend in Zumba class or something. You don't need to be friends with the ex. Are you that hard up for friends?
You know how hard it is to find a good friend. You got no friends.
I have one. Yeah, one friend. And I see him once a year. But it's different because I'm okay with that. I don't need no friends in my life.
All right, let's see what Irina says. Irina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, my husband and his wife, his ex-wife divorced 10 years ago. We were at the engagement, his son's engagement party, and his ex-wife and I were sitting next to each other, and the whole event, we were chatting, and we became very, very friendly. I actually have a lot of respect for his ex-wife. She's a sweet lady. And under different circumstances, I probably would make her my friend. But out of respect to my husband, I chose not to. There's no need to have friends where there's too much history. And sometimes things slip out of his mouth, something negative. And it's like, well, absolutely not necessary. There's plenty of friends to have if you choose to have any more friends.
Yeah.
But we're not spring chickens. We're older kids.
Well, we got to run.
But
Irina,
you're smart. She's wise. Leave the past in the past.
She threw out a good word, too. She said, out of respect for him.
Yeah.
And that's a great way of looking. And I think maybe, because Kendall's listening right now. Kendall, I think maybe that's what you keep in mind. If your fiance is bothered by it, the reason why almost doesn't matter. If it's just be respectful to him, it's like, I don't want you palling around with my ex-wife.
Right.
And Jeremy says you can find friends at Zumba class.
Zumba. Easy peasy. Trust me.
So on the five calls says it all. It sounds like the majority were saying,
don't do it.
Don't
do it, Kendall.
Do it, Kendall. So you asked.
Fight the urge.
And our listeners have spoken. So.